On Friday, the Public Service Commission unanimously agreed to require the state's utilities to generate 20% of their power from renewable sources by the year 2020. That ambitious mandate came from Charlie Crist back in 2007. Currently, the state gets less than 3% of its power from alternative sources. The proposal calls for 7% renewable energy by January 2013, 12% by 2016, 18% by 2019, and 20% by the end of 2020. There were concerns that the PSC might not follow the governor's lead after a staff report proposed a deadline as late as 2050. That idea won support from some utilities. Jerry Karnes is climate project director with the Environmental Defense Fund, one of the leading environmental groups supporting the governor's proposal.
Well, I think in the end, the PSC understood that our climate security, our economic security, and our energy security required bold leadership, like the leadership that the governor's been providing. And they, in supporting a 20% by 2020 renewable target, meaning 20% of the state's energy must come from renewable sources by the year 2020, they grabbed the power to create an RPS with a lasting climate, energy, and economic legacy. They also understood, I think, the connection between a very aggressive RPS and job creation and economic growth in the state of Florida. So in the end, I think those issues won out in front of the PSC. They were originally considering a proposal by staff to make the 20% goal have to be achieved by the year 2041. And kind of the funny talking point on that was that the governor would be 84 years old by the time he reached his target. And so that clearly was going to keep Florida as a backwater of renewable energy in the country if they had embraced the staff's recommendation. And we're thankful that they didn't.
The PSC opinion is just that, though. This has to be voted on by the state legislature. Are you actively lobbying legislators right now on this plan, or what's the goal here? I mean, what's the possibility of this thing passing?
That's a great question, Mitch. This, you know, since 2006, when the governor, you know, his state of state address, you know, made Florida a climate leader, and he announced these different executive orders calling upon, you know, for renewable clean car, I mean, a renewable standard, a, you know, California clean cars, cap and trade, and the emission reductions times table. What has happened since then has been a stark reminder that change is tough. And, you know, I just finished reading Van Jones's new book, The Green Collar Economy, and it's a very optimistic vision for our planet's future. But, you know, in the end, he cautions by quoting Niccolo Machiavelli, basically saying that there's nothing more difficult to take in hand, more uncertain in success than to take the lead in the introduction of a new order of things. And, you know, we would like things to be moving faster in Florida, but this is tough stuff. The governor has been way out and ahead, and the legislature has been slow to come to the table. But they did authorize this rulemaking. The PSC has come back with a rule that we think is achievable and affordable, and we're hopeful that they're going to pass it. You know, this is a key component to the governor's vision of a Florida that leads the world in renewable energy, provides jobs and climate solutions.